We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I would take Cam Newton, and the reason I would do that is because I abhor spending all my money on one spot.
I think that we will be able to see a dynasty coming out of Kansas City.
Dale Arnold.
Baseball, how do we make it better? And you're going to do it through miking players, access. The Kardashians have taught us more's more.
What now?
I was great socially at a party one time. Like...
Rich Keefe.
The Hawks.
The Washington Red Tails.
Mirror match.
So what you do,
your big rival is the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. So you are now the Washington Cowboys.
Leading contender for the replacement name is the Warriors.
Dale and Keefe with Wiggy.
Well, my reading combo is very good.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
We kick things off from our Shaw's and Star Market studios in Brighton and Bellingham. It is Dale and Keefe with Jermaine Wiggins. Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
What is good?
How are you?
How are we doing today?
Pretty good.
Doing great.
I will say a quick interjection here. On demand last night, I watched The Outpost.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Outcry.
I thought you were going to say Outlander.
I watched that.
I've seen all of Outlander.
What's Outpost?
Greg, good job, Greg Hill.
Outpost is the true story of a forward base in Afghanistan, KOP Keating, which ended up getting overrun by the Taliban, and the heroic efforts. It was the first time in American history there are two men who survived the attack who were awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. Okay. Two men from the same battle. Amazing stuff last night. Okay. I mean, it's really powerful stuff. Jake Tapper from CNN wrote the book originally. He talked to all these guys who were at COP Keating in Afghanistan, the single dumbest military installation in the history of man. They stick this base at the bottom of this mountain range so that all the mountains ring this base and all the Taliban are up on the mountain shooting down at the Americans.
That's not good.
You want the high ground.
High ground.
I've learned from every movie I've seen.
Call of Duty.
You want the high ground.
I'm always high ground. If not, you'll end up in the gulag.
No, yeah.
Exactly. And they got these poor American soldiers down at the bottom of this mountain valley.
Did you not see The Rock, the movie with Nicolas Cage?
Did you not see Revenge of the Sith? Yes.
We have the high ground.
High ground.
Stand down.
Well,
stand down.
Yeah. I don't. And yeah. I guess they actually ended up criticizing the military leaders who put this base here, which was
it's a bad decision,
idiotic. But
that's why I'm a squad leader in Call of Duty.
Are you still the squad leader?
I'm still the squad leader because I know about the terrain, where to go.
But I heard you don't really push the pressure. I heard you kind of wait and see.
Yeah, because you don't want to.
Very timid, though. That's not going to work.
No, that's a good squad leader.
Is it?
Yeah, you don't want to be
a guy who's just like, hey, let's wait out the storm here, fellas.
No, we look for it.
You've got to grab it by the you know what's and get in there.
Well, Anakin, I have the high ground.
Yes.
Although Obi-Wan in Phantom Menace quite had the low ground against Darth Maul and was able to win that fight, so that didn't make a lot of sense.
Sometimes you can. I give you my outcry?
Sure.
Outcry. So
yeah.
Greg Hill told me about Outcry.
Outcry.
It's on Showtime. It's a lot. It's not no military thing.
Okay.
A star football player is found. I'm not going to say whether he's found guilty or innocent.
I think you were about to.
I was about to
give everything away right now.
I was about to.
He was accused.
Okay.
That's better. Thanks, Rich.
Yep.
Molesting two young boys.
Good Lord.
And the way where it goes will have nobody your head knows. Spinning.
No. It seems a little grim.
Out of Texas.
I mean, I watched 27 soldiers get injured and 7 killed last night. It doesn't sound as grim as your movie.
I'll tell you what. I promise I won't watch either one of those things.
No. It's How's that sound? It's the allegation.
Is this a true story?
This is a true story of a kid in Texas from 2012 or 13 or 14, and he was a star football player. He had a scholarship offer.
Like a modern-day Booby Miles.
Yeah, and basically...
I never would have thought Booby Miles' name would come up.
Well, Booby Miles is one of the star football players of any time. And just,
hey, coach, put Booby in. Let Booby spin.
And so he was, you know, there was allegations that he molested two kids. And then the way it turns, it'll have you like, wait a second.
Okay, so I'm going to stop. It's one of those, you can pause it and go... Hold on. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're going to be like, man, it's actually pretty. And the kid, you get it firsthand from the people that were involved.
So is it a show or is it a documentary?
No, it's a documentary.
Oh, okay, cool. All right,
first 48 is just the beginning.
It's not the first 48.
No, it's not the first 48.
It's maybe as
one
good.
Of my favorite shows.
So since we're all sharing with the class right now, I just started the new Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix.
Okay.
They have like a whole bunch of different ones.
I've watched about 4 of them so far.
I watched episode 1 last night.
Did you like them? I've only seen the one.
I've only seen the first one.
Okay, when you get to like the third one, it's all in French with subtitles.
That's okay. I can do that for an episode.
So how do you feel about Unsolved Mysteries? Is it good?
Yeah, they're good, but they're frustrating. Oh,
yeah, that's the word. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because as I watched it, I remembered, that's right. They never actually solve anything.
Yeah, they let you know right away with that first word in the title. They let you know. But apparently, and I haven't done too much research because I don't want any spoilers while I'm watching it, but apparently... Since they've put it on Netflix, a bunch of them have gotten some pretty positive leads. Oh, like they've gotten some more information on it.
All right.
But you're like watching it and you're like, it's got to be this guy, right? And then they're just like, and then it's over.
So it's like those stupid Dateline 2020s that come on.
They always solve them by
no,
the
they don't.
Yeah, they usually do.
No, not always. Yeah, no,
you're
not
like,
always.
You're like, you're so engaged in it. Did he kill it? Did he
like,
do
wait a minute. So the guy just got
and
away.
And then all of a sudden the lady comes on, or it's the black guy, I think it's Brian Williams at the end, and goes, you know, here is the number if you don't know this case is still
give us
open.
A shout.
It's like,
sometimes that works. Sometimes it's like one of these tip lines and it helps out.
Yeah, but so, I wasted 2 hours, though.
You didn't waste 2 hours. Maybe you
were entertained. Maybe you were like,
oh, wait a minute. I did see a guy walking down the street. And then you call the number and then all of a sudden you help solve a crime.
So it's like after the first 48.
Correct.
Okay.
It's just like that.
All right. Now that we've gotten all of our TV viewing stuff out of the way, let's start with, we had a little tiny snippet of it in the open. But when I first heard what Tom E. Curran said, and then I followed it up with the Twitter poll that was put out by the Greg Hill Show this morning, I thought drugs are a powerful thing.
And cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Some folks need to go behind the screen and pee into a cup for me, Wig.
Mm-hmm.
Those folks who say they'd rather have 1 year of Cam Newton as opposed to 12 years of Patrick Mahomes... Sorry, I'm not buying that.
Yeah, I don't get it either. And I'm a Cam Newton fan. I'm looking forward to the Cam Newton era, whether it lasts 1 year or multiple years here in New England. I think it makes them much, much, much better. But the best football player in the world is 24 years old,
right?
And you can sign him and lock him up for the rest of his career, essentially.
With no opt-outs.
I'm doing it.
You've got him for the next 12 years.
I'm doing it. And I think he makes the other players around you better. I think the idea of having the best quarterback in the league and having him not make the most money, that's such a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Right.
Like the next Tom Brady, if there ever is one, maybe it is Patrick Mahomes. He's going to make the most money. Or in any of the sports, that guy is going to be the highest paid. So I would rather have Patrick Mahomes and then... Okay, he's taking up a chunk of your salary cap. So be it. Be smarter with your other moves.
That's it.
You know, you can't flush money down the toilet with certain guys
that
don't perform.
You'll have to restructure certain guys, right? You'll have to, hey, Travis Kelce, we like you, but we need you to restructure or we're moving on from you.
But
so let's say for the sake of our argument that the folks who voted on the Newton side of the Greg Hill Show Twitter poll so far, let's say they're right. Let's say Cam Newton goes out there and rips it up.
Yep.
And the Patriots, out of nowhere, win a Super Bowl championship. How much is it going to cost you for next year?
Yeah, I mean, Newton's not going to be...
A ton of money.
Yeah, right, because they can franchise him.
Yeah,
or
it'll be nothing like... It'll be nothing
I don't
like,
know. It's not just the year-to-year thing. I think it's also just being committed to him for so long, which is what...
And he's also 31 as opposed to 24... Yeah.
And when we talked to Curran yesterday, and it's funny because Curran doesn't like the Mahomes deal, but let's face it, he didn't really like Cam Newton coming here either.
Right.
So, and for him to say he'd rather have Cam Newton over
Mahomes
is something.
And pick a sport. Okay. If you know that you could have the best player
lawn darts
in that sport.
I'm going to pick a sport. For the next lawn darts.
Well, lawn, activity. Lawn darts, right?
Yeah.
You could have the best player in that activity / sport for the next 10 to 12
sign
years.
Sign him up.
Sign even him if it up. Does cost you a half a billy.
Right.
Except that's it a good really chunk of change. A half a billion.
Well,
but.
I mean, but if it was, I wouldn't
make,
trip.
For a contract that obviously isn't fully guaranteed because
he'll
it's
make,
an NFL contract.
He'll make 90% of that.
I think he's going to make a lot of it, assuming he's able to play and be healthy, and you know, if he has a long career, which let's face it, he could.
If he stays healthy, he makes all of it.
So let's play Tommy Curran last night, who was on with our former colleague Michael Holly on NBC Sports Boston.
If you're Bill Belichick, Curran, would you take Cam Newton at the veteran's minimum, or you take Patrick Mahomes for the next 12 years? You got him for a dozen years, Curran. What would you do?
I would take Cam Newton, and the reason I would do that is because I abhor spending all my money on one spot.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, but he says it like, oh, like on one spot, like you're paying a left guard. Like yeah. It's the quarterback. That's right. Not
the
one
most
spot.
Important position.
Right. It's the best player and the most important position because I see
and
what
the position that is the most protected, the least
right.
likely to suffer, you know, catastrophic injury, just given the way the football
yeah.
that it's played and officiated today.
And I think we've seen a bunch of bad contracts at that position. And because what happens is yeah. there are teams that draft a quarterback in the first round. They develop them. They look around the league and they say, is this guy the best? No. But what are the chances we're going to do better? Hence why
Jared Goff,
Matthew Stafford, Matt Ryan, who's better than those guys, but still, he's never been the best player
right.
in all of football. I know he was the MVP, but he wasn't the best player like Patrick Mahomes is. You know, other guys, even Tannehill, when he got the second contract with Miami, or just there's so many guys where you're like, yeah, I don't want to go back into the pool of looking for a quarterback, so we'll
he's
spend a lot
enough.
Of money on this guy. But Mahomes is the best player. Because yesterday when we talked to Curran, he compared him. He's like, yeah, like remember when the Ravens sank all that money into Flacco? I was like, good Lord. Right. Flacco?
I mean, Flacco was on a Super Bowl championship team, but he was not the best player in
the
league.
He had a really good, he had like an Eli Manning-like playoff run,
right. yeah.
but you knew that he was never the league MVP. You never thought he was the best player. I don't even know if he was a Pro Bowler. Like, has Flacco ever even made a Pro Bowl? And so that one I don't really count. I just think Mahomes is the guy, and that's just insane to me. So if there was like an expansion draft and all these guys were available, and but then you
never
had to sign
Pro
him.
Bowler.
You had to sign him. Flacco was never a Pro
never
Bowler.
A Pro
so
Bowler.
Let's not even compare him to him. And they were like, hey, you can have Cam Newton for 1 year, $1 million, maybe up to $7 million, or you can have Mahomes for 12 years at $500 million. If 32 teams don't say I'm taking Mahomes, then I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I wouldn't take Mahomes.
Let's enter village idiot Chris Schaum
okay,
into the conversation. Because he says he would rather have 1 year of Cam Newton. Please explain, because the three of us don't get it.
It's more so not because I would rather have the Cam Newton.
So I don't
Newton.
Really want
it's more
what
so
I said I want.
That
but.
I don't want Patrick Mahomes for 12 years at over $500
million. 503.
Those middle years, that year from like 4 to 9, is going to be cap purgatory. Welcome to the Jabbar Gaffney
cap
years.
Purgatory? Sean, wow. Have you been paying attention to the NFL football at all?
Yeah,
does the salary
so,
cap
actually.
Matter at all?
Yes,
so
it
they're
actually
not
does.
Able to get guys? No, it's not going to matter. It's
have
not
you not
matter.
Heard Bill Belichick say,
okay.
Bill Belichick, the greatest coach of all time, go, yeah, there's ways around the cap.
You can the cap can be easily manipulated, yes.
okay,
I believe
so
is the quote.
Russell
the cap
Wilson,
is like
we
a
say,
pandering man. Easily manipulated.
Swoops in. Like,
right. Russell Wilson, we say, is easily the second best quarterback in football, generally, correct?
Yes. Yeah, 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 yes, yes.
So
yes.
since he's gotten paid, how many Super Bowls Seahawks been in?
It's fair. They have not been in the Super Bowl.
Nope.
Since Big Ben got paid.
Now, wait a minute. Have they not been in the Super Bowl because of the money they're giving Russell Wilson?
Because they don't have money to put elsewhere
yeah,
and make
so
a better team.
So your
maybe,
argument
maybe
would be their
they
defense is good.
Your team
and
has
not
to be
drafting,
balanced.
They're not drafting well enough. That's
Seattle
their
2010
fault.
To 12 had like three of the greatest drafts of all time, especially right in a row. It's got nothing to do with money for them.
But recently, how have they done?
Exactly.
You said 2010 to 2012. It was great.
Right. Yeah.
How's
yeah,
it
up?
Seattle, it's not about Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson keeps Seattle competitive.
That's the thing.
So
by
that,
having Russell Wilson, you are automatically a playoff team. And I understand
right.
what you're saying, Shyam. You're spending a lot of money. You want to be a Super Bowl team, not just a playoff team. But Russell Wilson puts you... The bar is already pretty high.
Right.
And now if things can come together, who knows? Maybe they sign Antonio Brown, and maybe now
okay.
they do go back to the Super
then look
Bowl.
At, Aaron Rodgers. Everybody said for a long time that he was still better than Tom Brady. We hear all these idiots that he's more talented than Tom Brady. Dale, we hear
well,
him
more
all
talented
the time.
Is different than just better.
And,
so, yeah,
and yet,
yeah, I
and yet he gets
not many
this
people
massive
said he was
contract,
better.
And yet nothing. The Packers do nothing since he's gotten that contract.
Well, the Packers also have never given him any players. They've never
he
drafted
has Davante Adams.
Yeah, second round pick. They've never drafted a skill guy.
Outside of
round.
Randy Moss, it's a better receiver than Tom Brady ever played with.
Gronk.
So what's
Moss.
That tell you?
Okay, Gronk.
So what's no, he said Moss.
So what's that tell you? It's probably more on him, Aaron Rodgers, than it is on the rest of the team.
But they're another example where Rodgers and Wilson will go to the playoffs every single year. Right? They're going to go every right. single year. Mahomes is going to go every single year. Again, we're assuming he plays
agreed.
15, 16
100%.
Games. They're going to go to the playoffs every single year. So by having that, that gives you a chance every year. Whereas if you say, nah, I'm not going to commit to Mahomes. So what's your plan? You're just going to have a different quarterback every year, or you're only going to have cheap quarterbacks?
Right.
So you go from one rookie deal to another rookie deal. I don't, that's hard to...
Mahomes is in rarefied air when it comes to that. He is, you know, the equivalent of what we've seen here with Tom Brady. He doesn't get you to the playoffs. Having Mahomes put you in the conversation every single year is you could win the AFC
right.
and head to the Super Bowl. You can't say that with Aaron Rodgers.
These contracts
you
never
can't say
work,
that.
Though.
You can't say that with Russell Wilson. With Patrick Mahomes, based on what we've seen his first couple of years, the Kansas City Chiefs are always going to be in the AFC championship conversation.
So
you can't
you,
say it with any other quarterback.
You're not going to be able to convince the best player to sign like a completely team-friendly deal. So
no,
if you're the Chiefs,
but I still, I
what do you do with Mahomes?
Him.
Do you not... Do you just say, well, play out your deal, and then maybe we'll franchise you, and then see you later?
I would have paid him, but not at an over $45 million per average
so you,
clip.
What
so,
if he said that's the only way I'll sign early? Is
then I
deal?
Don't sign early.
So then what it becomes...
I play out the length
so,
of the contract.
So you know what you become? You become the Dallas Cowboys and what's going on with Dak Prescott.
That's not a way to deal with your best player, especially when it's your quarterback.
Right.
It's just
and
it
that's
isn't.
And that's what the Cowboys are doing, right? Cowboys right yeah. now... And granted, Dak is nowhere near Patrick Mahomes. But what's going to happen is Dak is one of those quarterbacks that if you don't have Dak Prescott and you're the Dallas Cowboys, what are you doing? So right. you are now in a position where you're probably going to lose your best, your franchise quarterback because you're not willing to pay him maybe the money that he wants or get close enough to agree upon a deal that works for everybody. And so he is now going to go somewhere else and get that money. And the Cowboys are going to be stuck with Ezekiel Elliott. And we've seen what you do when you just have a running back, i.e. Minnesota Vikings with Adrian Peterson.
Right.
You're not going very far. Right.
Shime, if you or Curran had made the argument, as I did when Cam Newton first signed here, I don't think he'll stay healthy. I might be able to buy it if you told me that.
Health is just another factor.
But you didn't bring it up. Curran didn't bring it up. Nobody has said, well, you know, he's going to be hurt a year into this thing. If
but that's the obvious
that,
thing,
you didn't,
though,
yeah, but they
like,
don't say
so
unpredictable.
That. But that's like the captain obvious. You could say that about any play. If Joe Burrow doesn't stay healthy,
right, then it's,
then it was it a good pick by the Cincinnati
no.
Bengals?
No, so, I think the point is, I don't want to speak entirely for you, Shine, but I think you and Curran are both more of the spread the money out 1 through 53 on the team rather than paying so much money to number one on your team.
I am also of the mind that right now in football, we're in a very weird time where there is more talent at quarterback than there has ever been, and to a point where I don't need to pay a guy over $45 million a year for 10 years, mind
so,
you.
But I, so I,
that well,
I,
wait a
I don't know if I agree with all the quarterback talent, because when we did our list, yeah. we ranked all of our starters. I think there's a drop off after the top two. I think the top two are in
I was
going to
give you
class.
Five, and that would be about it.
Well, but. No, I think like 3 through 6 are probably similar. 7 through 12 are similar. 13 through 20 are similar. But 1 and 2 are up here. Like Mahomes and Wilson, I think, are at this point so much better than everybody else.
See, from a pure talent perspective, I think that anybody in the top 15 could win you a Super Bowl. Given the right situation.
I mean, okay, now you got to cherry pick the exact
no,
right
I know,
spot.
But I'm right. saying if I'm building a team, right, I don't want to pay a guy
if you're going to tell me Bill Belichick is the coach, maybe.
For 10
how,
years.
How many quarterbacks win the Super Bowl with the Chiefs last year?
A handful.
I would say
Wilson.
Brady, Wilson.
Maybe Rodgers.
Maybe Rodgers.
I think Matt Ryan could have.
Matt Ryan would have
choked
it away.
Did you see him in the Kyle Shanahan offense?
He would have choked it away.
Unbelievable.
Hard to win a Super Bowl with your hands around your neck.
It's kind of hard when your head coach is an idiot.
Well, that too.
Right.
Andy Reid, not an idiot.
Well, he has been in the past.
Right.
Yeah, he's had periodic moments.
Prior to the Super Bowl, Andy Reid has been known as an idiot.
Right.
We've seen him poop his pants in moments. Yeah. So isn't that another thing you have to take into consideration? You now have a guy tied to a head coach who has a history of maybe not living up to the moment sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But when you look at this, right, I would have to say Patrick Mahomes is, based on his ability, is so far ahead of every other quarterback in the NFL. And I hate to say that, but he is. He is so far ahead.
And then you throw
the race
in
is not even close.
And he's 24 years old.
Right. Okay, Russell Wilson's a good quarterback, but if this is a race.
Russell Wilson's great.
He is, but he's nowhere near Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I think he's
closer. No, he's not.
I just don't think he gets you as much as you want.
No, he's not.
All right, we'll let you guys weigh in. The premise is simple. Would you rather have 1 year of Cam Newton at basically the veteran minimum? He can make a bunch of bonus money, but really 1 year, $1.5 million. Or would you want 12 years of Patrick Mahomes at, you know, whatever number you think is applicable here, 503, 450, whatever it is. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keith. Wiggy's in the house.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to Dale and Keefe with Wiggy.
I said the lights get too bright, the booty holes get too tight.
On WEEI.
That's what it is.
I honestly believe that his goal is to go chase down Tom Brady and New England Patriots. He knows how great he is. It is legacy chasing. I really believe that he grasps this early, that I've got great ownership. I have an outstanding general manager and a big time head coach. And I could be part of something really, really special that people will talk about for a long time. I think this is about the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. I really do.
Dan Orlovsky. Talking about Cam Newton.
I don't like his cadence. I know people probably don't like me or my voice or whatever. That's fine. But, like, it's just I like what Orlovsky says a lot, but the way he says it kind of bugs me.
Yeah.
It's just my take.
As long as you
can
get it out, I don't care how you deliver it to me. Just get the package there.
That's my take.
Now, again, when this whole thing was announced, I said my concern was that Cam Newton won't be healthy because his last couple of years, record...
I think Orlovsky was talking about Mahomes there.
He was. Yeah, yeah. And but my point is, even if I have doubts about the viability health-wise of Cam Newton, it's hard for me to say that I wouldn't prefer 12 years of Patrick Mahomes, who I don't have the same issues. I know he's had an injury problem. I understand that. But I don't have the same questions about him that I do Newton.
No, and I think the age is a huge factor of it, too. And at 12 years, you know, if he plays throughout the entire contract, which, again, who knows? And it's football money, and there's a lot to it. But I think when you're paying the best guy, it's worth it. I think it's when you start to get into some of the other situations where it's the guy who happens to hit free agency at the right time and you're kind of forced into signing him. That's when you get into trouble. But I think you're going to get the most bang for your buck with something like or with a deal like Patrick Mahomes. And Cam Newton for a year, all right.
You're good for that year.
You're good for that year, and then you're back chasing
then you're back to
quarterback.
Square one.
Like, that was another one of the great things. Not only was Tom Brady the best, but for 20 years, you knew who your quarterback was
going
to be.
Right, you never had
Not every team has that luxury.
And most teams don't have the luxury. They might know they might know who their quarterback is, but they might look at it and go, ugh, like you said, to Joe Flacco, this is the best we can do. Mm-hmm. When you think about you look at all these teams and you look at them, you say, okay, there's maybe a handful of teams that really go, okay, we love the guy we got, and the guy we got gives us a legitimate chance of winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's many. I think Patrick Mahomes is the only guy on that list that you can say that for.
I don't know why you're down on Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I was going to say Wilson.
You really don't like Wilson. Wilson's had a winning record every year. He has started 16 games every year.
I think
since
Russell Wilson is amazing, right?
Thank you. Amazing. That's a good.
I think Russell Wilson is a great quarterback.
Yeah, he is.
But are the Seattle Seahawks, when you think about...
I think of them as a contender every year.
But do you,
I do.
Do you expect them to be in the Super Bowl?
That's a little bit different.
Right?
Them to be in the Super Bowl is a little...
Maybe not.
Right, but
maybe
I expect...
The only team I felt that way about the last X number of years is the Patriots.
Right.
But
it's
tough
team.
To be on that level.
But I expect it based off of what I've seen. And I wasn't on the Mahomes train in the beginning.
No, you weren't. You said he was going to fall on his face last year.
Yeah, I said he was going to have a sophomore slump. Right? And that backfired on me real quick.
Yes, it did.
But when you look at Mahomes, if I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan, I'm sitting here going, I expect to be in the Super Bowl every year because our quarterback is that
good. How many Super Bowls does Mahomes need to win over the next 12 years for that to be a good contract?
He has to win at least two and then get me to another one.
I agree with that. I think if he wins two, that'd be three for his career.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady six
that's pretty rarefied
is so next level, like out there.
Right.
But the, Aaron Rodgers is 1-1. Drew Brees is 1-1. Peyton Manning's 2? And one of them
Russell Wilson was
a caddy or whatever. So, like, I would say if he wins three total, two over this. But like you said, you're also going to need to be in the playoffs every year. You can't be like the Drew Brees where all of a sudden the team sucks for a couple of years and then you're back.
You can't be like Russell Wilson. You need to be
Russell Wilson's good every year.
No. You need to be in the AFC Championship every single year. Or if he's here for the next 6-7 years, you got to be like Brady. Yeah, six out of those seven, you were in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Now, if you happen to lose in that game, okay, we'll break
things
it down.
Happen.
But you can't be like Russell Wilson where you get to the wild card round and you lose. You got to be – you're so good, and my expectations are so high based on your performance. And
This is Russell Wilson's 7-year run or 8-year run.
Okay.
Lost in the division round.
Yep.
Won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Lost the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Lost in the division round.
Division.
Lost in the division round.
Division.
Missed the playoffs.
Okay.
Lost in the wild card round.
Right.
Lost in the division.
No.
Mahomes. Can't have it.
Here's Mahomes. Yeah. Since he's been a starter, lost in the AFC Championship game.
Right.
Won a Super Bowl.
That's pretty good.
And where you think they're going to be next year?
Super Bowl.
Okay.
That's
I was going to say at least the AFC Championship.
But then this would creep in, and I'm on your side of this argument. But this would creep in a couple of years, and I think this is where maybe Scheim and Curran would also chime in and would say, all right, is Chris Jones on your team? Is the Honey Badger on your team? Or is Tyreek Hill on your team?
Yep.
Like some of those guys, yes. Like it's not like you can't pay more than one player.
Right.
But if a lot of these guys start, especially the more you win, we've seen it with the Patriots, you're going to have to churn through the roster because your offense is going to go get a payday somewhere else.
What's your definition of a dynasty, guys?
We know
we just watched one.
Yes.
Right. I'd have to say multiple championships in a specific number of years, right?
Yeah.
So if 5 years is the, let's say 5 years is the number, right?
Maybe more. Isn't it like more of a decade?
Yes.
Because you hear the 80s, Niners, the 90s Cowboys.
And this is why the Cowboys weren't great the whole time, though.
Yeah, this is a 5-year run.
Yeah. But guys, this is why the Chiefs will not be a dynasty. Not because of Patrick Mahomes, but because they don't have Bill Belichick. They don't have that kind of guy. With all due respect to their football operations guys and Andy Reid, they've got a great quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots had a dynasty because they had a great quarterback and the best coach maybe in the history of the game.
Yeah, but there have been other dynasties without Belichick. So you don't think Andy Reid's a good coach?
No, I think he's a good coach.
Yeah. All right, wait.
I don't think he's a great coach.
The only way we can find out, give us your teams that were dynasties, right?
The 49ers, who had two really great coaches.
Okay, the four with this.
Well, I don't know. Walsh was great. Seifert.
You think
was,
Seifert?
Yeah, Seifert. Seifert was
so this is the old school 49ers who went from Joe Montana to Steve Young. Okay, yep.
Great quarterback and a great coach.
Would you call would you call the Cowboys a dynasty?
You got to go back a ways, but yes.
What do you mean, the 90s. Yeah, they were after the Cowboys or the Niners.
So the 90s, they only won what, two Super Bowls?
No, the Cowboys won three.
Oh, they won three. So they won two with Jimmy Jones and one with Jimmy Johnson and one with Barry Switzer.
Yes,
right.
Okay. So they
with Jimmy Johnson's team, but Barry Switzer.
But that was only a 6-year run.
Yeah, it wasn't
making the
very
playoffs,
long.
But it was three Super Bowls.
Yeah, right. That was a dynasty.
So that's a dynasty.
Okay.
So you don't think that
for
Patrick
the next
Mahomes
6 years
can win two Super Bowls in the next 6 years?
Maybe two.
But isn't that then
is that,
that, would, that would qualify as a dynasty?
I mean,
or two more would be the dynasty.
Yes, we said you get to three. All right, now you're there.
So three Super Bowls. I could wrap my head around that because like the Eli Manning Giants was not a dynasty.
No,
they won two Super Bowls.
Not at all.
But they're not a dynasty. But if you make the playoffs every year and you win, if you take a 6-year span and you win half the Super Bowls, that's a dynasty. So
if you win two out of those 6 years and the other, you lose one and the other two you're in a championship game?
You probably have an argument, I think, but it's not like a slam dunk
but
thing.
But see, that's what I look at. I look at that being a dynasty, right? When you look at the Golden State Warriors, right?
Dynasty.
Yeah. Yes. Right? You look at and you look at a team that maybe I'm trying to think of a team that won two championships, but they were always kind of in the mix.
What about the Bad Boy Pistons? Was that
yes,
a dynasty?
Yes, I would consider them
a
dynasty.
They won two titles. They lost in the conference finals. They lost in the finals.
Yes, I would consider. There you go. That's perfect. I would consider them a dynasty.
But it has to be two titles, minimum.
Right.
Wrapped around a bunch of really competitive seasons.
And
is that what you're
saying? Exactly. And those seasons have to be and that has to be within a 5, 6, 7 year span.
I can go with that.
And the Chiefs have the quarterback part of it wrapped up.
Yeah.
We're all in agreement. I don't think they've got the other part wrapped
up. I think
Andy Reid's a good coach, not a great coach.
But who's the second best coach in the NFL right now?
Andy Reid.
It might be Andy Reid.
And
so
I
might have said Pete Carroll, and he's only got one Super Bowl win, too.
Right.
Right.
And you know, we talk about Andy Reid having lost games in the past. Pete Carroll lost a Super Bowl for him. You know, so I mean,
I don't remember
where he threw the football on the 1 yard line rather than giving him Marshawn Lynch.
But those are probably the answers. So I think, nobody has Belichick, and nobody had Brady for all this time, but Patrick Mahomes is probably the next Brady as far as the perennial MVP Super Bowl contender. I think Andy Reid, now maybe you can question how much longer will Andy Reid be
but
there?
But it doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter about Andy Reid.
Because of course it
no,
does.
No, it doesn't. If you have Patrick Mahomes playing the way he's
then
playing.
Then you can have a Humpty for a coach.
Then
and
you
won't
can
matter.
Bring in another guy. If Eric Bieniemy's the coach, you don't think that team is going to the Super Bowl?
I mean, Barry Switzer and George Seifert won Super Bowls.
Right, so
I gotcha.
It's about the guy that you have at that position. Andy Reid is a good coach. Before he won the Super Bowl, Andy Reid was considered a boob as a coach. So let's not all of a sudden go anointing this guy. Think about all those years in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but he was good. Like, you knew you were going to win a bunch of games
in
the regular season.
But we were still, would we put him in the great
coach
category?
No, he wasn't there yet, no.
So you guys both think Brett Veach is terrific at what he does, right?
Who?
Brett Veach.
Exactly. That? He's the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs.
But what's that have
okay,
to do
what's
with
your
coaching?
Point?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
The point is you have to have a coach and GM to go along with the best quarterback in the game. I'm giving you that. He is. But if your coach and GM are not of the caliber
that
you
need. Yeah, but is
that
the guy who found Travis Kelce in the third round and Tyreek Hill in the fifth round? I'll take my chances.
Veach has been there since 2017.
Yeah, but I don't think he drafts the guys.
Right. So I don't get your point. That's like saying, all right.
I think Andy Reid is a good, not great coach.
Right.
Brett Veach, we didn't even know his name.
Yeah, but
He's the general manager.
I know, but
he's
why do you
coach.
Care about the general manager? That's like saying Nick Casario.
So your argument seems like, Dale, no team can have a dynasty without Belichick.
No, they can't have a dynasty
without
a great coach
but
and
you're
a
saying
great quarterback.
But you're saying there's only one great coach in the NFL.
I think that there's one great and there's three really good.
So that's my point. You don't think any team can have a dynasty that doesn't have Belichick?
Not unless Andy Reid graduates to the great coach category. You don't think he's a great coach now. Neither do I.
Yeah, I think he's pretty good.
But
no, but I think he's good enough to have a dynasty.
You have
the best football player in the world
right,
in Mahomes.
What's more important, Patrick Mahomes or Andy Reid? To getting to your dynasty.
Cap space.
The most important thing is Patrick Mahomes. You can bring in the next guy, whether it's the Eric Bieniemy, whether it's somebody else. Right. You can win a Super Bowl. If Tom Brady was playing at the height of the way he was playing, you don't think he would have won Super Bowls with Josh McDaniels or Billy O'Brien as the head coach?
I mean, we saw it with Seaford and Switzer. Those guys were not good coaches.
I don't know about Billy O'Brien.
We saw the Cowboys win with Barry Switzer.
Barry Switzer was horrible.
Barry Switzer, I mean, let's be honest. He literally took a plug-and-play position, an entire football team, including coaching staff, and they just put him as the figurehead at the top of it.
No, but I think that's the point, because Andy Reid could be the coach for the next couple of years, and even if he leaves, he hands it off to somebody else, and if they're still a wagon and Mahomes is the MVP, right, then I don't think that guy's going to get in the way, unless he happens to be the worst coach in the league, but I don't think
that would be tough to do when you have Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback.
Right.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We'll get right to the calls with you coming up next. Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on. It's a Wiggy Wednesday on Dale and Keith.
I can go both ways.
On WEEI.
Let's go.
To be able to put guys together and win within 3 years of a Super Bowl of Patrick Mahomes and his Kansas City Chiefs team, I believe within 10 years, we talked about the New England Patriots being able to become a dynasty, which they were. But 10 years, a 10-year contract, it starts with the quarterback position. The Kansas City Chiefs have gotten their man. I think that we will be able to see a dynasty coming out of Kansas City.
Randy Moss thinks the Kansas City Chiefs can, in fact, become a dynasty. One of our Twitter followers said, Andy Reid is only a good coach. I differ from that. If KC wins two more Super Bowls under Reid with his partial success with the Eagles, mm-hmm. he should be considered a great coach. Right. You know what? He wins two more Super Bowls under Kansas City. I'm willing to listen then. I don't think he's a great coach now. That's all.
Oh, I think he's a great coach. I also think that right now they're the favorite. The favorite doesn't always win, right? But they just won a Super Bowl. They're the favorite to win the Super Bowl, and they have the best player locked up for 12 years. Right. So I don't know how that's not the recipe for a dynasty.
Yeah, I don't either.
Dale, do you not think they're the favorite this year?
Oh, I think they are, sure.
Okay.
If they win back-to-back Super Bowls, how is that not already a dynasty in the making?
So then there's no potential.
And even throwing the year before, where they were they lost in overtime to Brady in the AFC Championship game, that counts.
Well, in the same way that you said, you didn't think the Giants, and I agree with you, you didn't think the Giants were a dynasty, neither did I. They had a couple of Super Bowl wins in there.
They had a couple of Super Bowl wins, but they weren't consistently good.
Those ones needed
to do a lot more than that. I also assume that the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. So, for example, the Giants won the Super Bowl, then lost in the division, then missed the playoffs for 2 years, won the Super Bowl, and then didn't make the playoffs for four.
Right.
So that's not a dynasty. The Chiefs already have, like I said, the AFC Championship game with Reid and Mahomes, Super Bowl win, and then they're the favorite already for this year.
Dale, you would think that the only way you can win you can become a dynasty is you have to have a great coach.
Yeah, I don't think that there's been a dynasty without a great coach.
But there has been. There absolutely has been a dynasty that started with a great coach and then continued with a bum coach. It's happened.
For 1 year with Dallas.
Well, Barry Switzer, he won the Super Bowl that year, but he was the coach for a few years. And if we're counting other, competitive seasons to sort of, differentiate yourself from, say, the Giants, the Cowboys had that under Switzer. Switzer lost in the conference championship game, won a Super Bowl, and then took a team to the divisional round. So he was half of that dynasty. I know it was two Super Bowls with Jimmy Johnson, but we're talking only a 6-year run for Dallas. Three was with Jimmy, three was with Switzer.
And here's the top 10 list of greatest dynasties, right?
Who came up with this?
This is
a website.com?
Yeah, this is just a sportsnut.com, right?
Chime.
Right? There so they have the Pittsburgh Steelers at 11, so I'll start there. Dallas Cowboys at 10.
Okay.
Because they're using the whole
NFL. Just all sports?
No, they're using their whole franchise, the whole time during not just the 90s Cowboys, but they're factoring in the 70s as well.
No, that's dumb. That doesn't count. So you,
it's a very sportsnut.com thing to
you
do.
You took 10 years off. You didn't continue to be. Those are separate dynasties.
So, but is it? But
they're not the same.
But isn't it extremely?
It's like, oh, the Yankees have won like 1,000 rings. How about all those rings? But like, isn't Babe Ruth won them. Babe Ruth.
Isn't it extremely difficult to then rank the dynasties?
Every ranking is difficult, Jermaine, but that's why we're tasked to do it, right?
It's what we do.
That's what we do. We break down rankings. I'm not going to say the Cowboys in the 70s and the Cowboys in the 90s are related. They wore the same uniform, but it's very different.
Yeah, well, this guy has the Cowboys.
Different players, different coaches.
Has the Cowboys in the 90s, 91 and 96. He has them fifth all time.
So I think since the 90s, let's do that as a baseline. Okay. Since the 90s, how many football dynasties have there been?
Two.
Cowboys
and Patriots.
Two different Patriot dynasties, maybe?
So I would say it's one continued dynasty, Shime. Thanks for the chime.
Because they had the same quarterback and the same coach.
100%.
Right.
I think that's why. Like, you can, again, you can break it up and you can say Brady's had two, maybe even three different Hall of Fame careers. But because the two marquee people involved in it, I think that's one dynasty. So that's probably it. Like, other teams have sort of knocked on the door. There's been good competitive teams. You know,
but I think if you, the Cowboys are the perfect example, because if you look at the Cowboys dynasty, right, they were able to keep that dynasty alive with two different coaches.
Yes.
So when you have Kansas City, for example, and you have Patrick Mahomes, right, he's the main piece when you're talking about creating a dynasty.
And let me ask you this. Is Jimmy Johnson that much better of a coach than Andy Reid?
No, I don't think so.
He's not.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, his, yeah. Not. I think they probably.
Yeah, I think he is. I think Jimmy Johnson's a much better coach than Andy Reid.
Really?
I'm probably not as high on Andy Reid as you guys are, because I'm still haunted by some things I've seen Andy Reid do when he was with the Eagles, which were a little troubling.
I mean, he did take them to the playoffs all the time, though. They went to four straight conference championship games with Donovan McNabb as his quarterback. I mean, he made Alex Smith look really good.
Right.
And they just won the Super Bowl. I mean, I think Andy Reid is certainly better than you do.
Yeah, and I think that if you told me to pick between the two, start my franchise today, I get both guys in their prime, I take Jimmy Johnson over Andy Reid.
Well, Jimmy Johnson's career as a coach, I mean, you got to think about his numbers. He was 80-64.
Yeah.
He had 1, 2, 3, 4 seasons where he won over 10 games.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I mean, that's like,
he, no, Andy Reid has a better winning percentage than Jimmy Johnson.
I mean, that's not like a great coach.
No.
If I told you, hey, coach.
He just got into the Hall of Fame now, and that was only because he's on TV and they could make a whole show out of it. That's the only reason why I got
If in. I said, hey, Coach X here, coached 9 years in the NFL.
Right.
His record was 80-64, and he won 2 Super Bowls, but he only had 4 seasons where he won 10 or more games, you wouldn't go, that's a great coach resume.
No, I mean, I think Andy Reid's got a good resume for sure. Really good.
617-779-7937. Zach's in Rhode Island. Hey, Zach.
Gentlemen, good morning. How are we doing
today? Hey, Zach.
Doing great.
All right, great show. Wiggy, I think you should be on all day, but that's just my 2 cents.
All day?
Right.
You mean like from 6 to 6?
It'd be pretty tough. I think I could pull it off, though.
I think so.
I know Christian did it, so.
That's a good point, yeah.
So I'd at least have something, a goal to set myself for.
One day. All right, so I think this whole Cam Newton versus Pat Mahomes debate needs to get split up right down the middle. There's two different ways to look at this. I think if anybody else outside of Bill Belichick is looking at this, I think you see a guy in Pat Mahomes who, at the end of the day, when his career is over, I think Dale's right too, with the way the quarterback position is treated nowadays, he likely isn't going to have that career-ending injury. I don't have any wood around me, but somebody knock on it for him. So I think you're kind of safe in that regard. You're going to stay relevant every year because you have him, and I think you'll still have enough money around to you know, and like you say, too, he makes the players around him better, too. So I think you could put some mediocre guys that will make him better. That being said, you're Bill Belichick. You have a handful of years left in your career. The one debate that's left in the back of your head is, was it Brady or was it Belichick? I think you pick up Cam Newton for 1 year. You go ahead, who is basically now going to be considered, a scrub off the street at a minimum salary. And you put together a Super Bowl run with him, shoot, you get him for that franchise tag next year, you get 2 Super Bowl rings, you know, and Brady maybe gets clearly none.
Yeah, but Zach, I think if Belichick really wanted to have it be, hey, look at me, look how good of a coach I am, then you go with Hoyer or Stidham. Cam Newton has already taken a team to the Super Bowl. Cam Newton was already an MVP, and I know he's hurt, but Cam Newton is so much better than anybody else you have on the roster. So if any part of it was just, I deserve all of the credit, then you take what was 2 weeks ago the worst quarterback depth chart in the NFL, and you take that team to the playoff. This is what we, you know, this is what Cam Newton had been earlier in his career.
I would ask this question, right?
Okay, I'll answer it.
Unless it's
rhetorical.
Andy Reid's career, 21 years. Bill Belichick's career, 20 years. Flipped them, right?
Give Andy Reid Tom Brady.
Give Andy Reid Tom Brady, and give Bill Belichick Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick. Did he have Michael Vick for a short period of time?
Yep.
And then
Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes. I don't think Reed wins the early Super Bowls.
I don't think he wins six, that's for sure.
No, he definitely doesn't win six. He doesn't win. I don't think he wins.
How many he win? Early ones. How many would he have won with Brady as his quarterback?
Three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four. Three or four.
Three or four. Three or four. So. How many does Bill win
with that group?
With that group?
Two or three?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if he wins with McNabb. I don't.
So
they had some good defenses. He could have made those guys even better, like the Brian Dawkins defenses. Yeah. They could have been even better, I guess.
Okay.
Maybe he wins one in
Philly.
He would
not have made Alex Smith nearly as good as Andy.
So maybe one.
No, that's true.
So you're saying one in Philly with McNabb.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah, maybe. And then one here in Kansas City. One or two in Kansas City. Yeah.
Okay.
He won the one last year.
All right.
There you go, right? So when you talk about when people talk about Andy Reid as a coach, right?
There's not many coaches besides Belichick I would rather have in the NFL than Andy Reid.
Because you're saying great, right? I think he would be in the. I don't think he's a great coach, but based on.
But then it's like, how many are better?
Right, but based on who we're putting in great category. If you're putting Jimmy Johnson in the great category, then I got to put
Andy Reid for sure is.
It's like the whole Hall of Fame debate, right?
Yeah.
If Eli Manning goes in, don't you have to put Phillip Rivers in?
Yes.
So if you're in that category, but if you're saying there's only – if the great coach standard is Belichick and Bill Walsh and Vince Lombardi and, Chuck Knoll?
Yeah. That's it.
Then
– Right. And then you got to come up with other words to describe these guys.
Yeah.
John's in Fairhaven. Hey, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning. I just have a question. I was wondering I wanted your opinions on this. What do you think about the Buffalo Bills of the early 90s? You think they're considered a dynasty?
You got to win one.
They didn't win any Super Bowls?
I don't. I think obviously they're very competitive, and you'll remember the 90s Bills.
Yep.
But unfortunately, they're remembered
four Super Bowls in a row is remarkable.
It's impressive.
You got to win one.
And in fact, I think we were talking earlier. I think to even start the conversation of a dynasty, you need to win a minimum of two, and then be super competitive, and maybe appear in a couple others to even be considered. But when we're talking about the Niners, the Cowboys, the Patriots, that's all at least three wins. Let alone four trips. That's three wins.
Right.
For all of those dynasties. So, or more, obviously.
Right. I think the dynasty thing, like you said, starts with you got to at least have won
two. And then from there, all right, how competitive were you?
What kind of run did you have during that run?
Right. Because, like, the 85
like
Bears,
I can't
for
consider
example.
Marv Levy a great coach.
Loser! Ooh. Come on.
His winning percentage for his career was .561.
Mm-hmm. So can only
he got to four Super Bowls in a row. That was remarkable.
Yeah,
he never won one.
But so can there be a great coach in any sport that doesn't win the whole thing?
No, I think you got to win.
Hmm.
You got to win one at least, don't you? Hmm.
So a player can be great without winning one,
but a coach can't.
It seems like a double standard.
Yes, it is. It's a double standard, and I don't regret it.
Yeah, I don't buy it then, because I think sometimes these guys just don't have all the talent. I mean, Marv Levy did. I'm saying, put that one to the side. Marv Levy had all these Hall of Famers, but
which is why I don't think Marv Levy was a great coach.
Four Super Bowl trips.
I mean,
great
talent.
Four Super Bowls.
And how many of those did you win, Sean?
The players play though, Dale. I mean, like he as a coach, you can only do so much.
Yeah, Scott Norwood makes a field goal. All of a sudden, this guy's got a Super Bowl.
They win one, but. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good, but then he could be a great coach. So if the field goal goes in, he's a great coach.
He hits that one, and it's like a Hall of Fame coach.
He sucks.
Doesn't matter.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
So a guy with a .561 winning percentage is a great coach for you.
Maybe. I mean, what's Jimmy? You like Jimmy Johnson so much. What's his winning percentage?
And it's not as good as that, as you know, Wiggy pointed out. I mean, is Tom Coughlin a great coach?
Yes. Yo, well, he won.
He did. He won twice.
No, Tom Coughlin.
And his winning percentage is less than Levy's.
Yeah, but
he won.
No, Coughlin's definitely a great coach.
Yeah.
No, I think.
But
I think you can be a great coach without winning it, but there's got to be, you got to look into
so
why they didn't win.
So if you win one, you're considered a great, so would Mike Tomlin be a great coach?
Yes.
Mike Tomlin is not a great coach.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But I'm at, because if
now his winning percentage is way better than Levy's
right,
or
so
Coughlin's.
I think I'm with Shime on this one. I think you could be a great coach and not have won a championship the same way you could be a great player and not have won a championship.
Marty Schottenheimer. Great coach?
Yeah, I could say Marty Schottenheimer.
I bet he's a great coach. Yeah, I would say he is.
He
doesn't fit your formula.
I understand.
But see, I think you can, because then it becomes, okay, the talent you have around you.
Like, was Charles Barkley a great player?
Yes.
Was Dan Marino a great player?
Yes.
Okay.
And guess who Dan Marino's coach was?
Oh, right. Yeah, he had
one of the greatest coaches of all time and couldn't win with Dan Marino.
Right.
Fortunately
for
him, he was able to win with the 72 and 73 Dolphins.
Right.
But think about his career.
Oh, that's interesting.
Do you consider Don Shula a great coach, only winning 2 championships?
Yep.
In like 100 years?
In a 33-year career?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so, but I mean, there
I think that's there why you
got,
can.
He's got the second most wins in NFL history.
Right.
But
only George Halas won more games than
his
team. Also a great coach.
Right. So if you have that many wins, shouldn't you have more championships? I mean, we knock LeBron for that.
See, I don't think players and coaches are the same thing. And by the way, I don't knock LeBron.
Oh, there's plenty of people who knock LeBron for not winning.
Yeah, the guy sitting beside you knocks LeBron.
I don't knock him on the court.
Winning enough championships. No. All I'm saying is there are people who get knocked for not winning enough championships. We knock Aaron Rodgers for not winning enough championships.
Right.
So I would put Andy Reid in the great coach category. Or not Andy Reid, but a coach who hasn't won a Super Bowl in the great category. If he had his team constantly, you know, Marv Levy constantly there, whether it's Super Bowls, AFC championships, that I think you can then be a great coach.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Right back to the calls with you coming up next. Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.